Moving on now, the Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao's last government work report to this year's National People's Congress put a large emphasis on energy efficiency and pollution reduction. Part of this strategy talks about reforming the current energy pricing system and shoring up the country's strategic energy reserves. The program outlined by Wen also includes a 3.7% reduction target in energy intensity this year. Energy consumption per unit of GDP has been reduced by over 17% over the past 5 years. For more on these targets, CRI's Paul James spoke with Benjamin Cavender, the associate principal at China Market Research in Shanghai.
What is the expectation as far as this work report is concerned when it comes to effectiveness in energy consumption reduction here in China and, of course, reducing emissions, which, of course, is a big factor right now?
I think that this is something that they've been looking at for a long time, and so I think they'll probably be pretty successful in putting something in place that's going to work, but I think right now it's still a little bit difficult to say exactly how they're going to implement everything, and I think that at least in the near term, they might have some issues just from a measurement standpoint to really make sure that they can put systems in place that are actually going to be economically effective.
Now, as far as oil prices and the reform here in China towards having the Chinese fuel prices more aligned with the global oil prices are concerned, how is that process coming? I mean, are we going to see more movement toward a more market-oriented pricing scheme coming in the not-too-distant future?
You know, I think it's going to be baby steps. This is something that has been pushed on the agenda before, and there's been a lot of pushback from business. There's been a lot of pushback from consumers as well who, you know, don't necessarily want to see fuel prices swing upwards sharply. They like getting cheaper prices. But I think ultimately we are probably going to see a move in that direction. The big concern for the government, though, is going to make sure that they can balance economic growth this year. So on the one hand, they want to keep inflation down, which they've been struggling with a little bit through the beginning of the year. On the other, they don't want to see a drastic slowdown. And so any move towards making fuel prices move at market rates is going to be very careful because they don't want to lose economic growth.
And lastly, the big push, of course, is on by the Chinese government towards more green energy. They're allowing companies free access now onto the grid if they're generating energy efficient and green power, as it were. How well is that process coming along?
Well, I think there's definitely a step towards more efficiency for a lot of companies. It's just overall, it makes good business sense if you're working sort of as a free market company. So I think we'll see more and more of that. I think the other problem right now, though, is, you know, a lot of companies have these sort of initiatives in place or coming on board, but they don't necessarily always know how to do things effectively. And so I think we're going to go through a transition period of, you know, 5 or 10 years as companies trying to figure this out. But ultimately, we should see some progress.
CRI's Paul James talking with Benjamin Cavender, the associate principal at China Market Research in Shanghai.